WEOL. This portion of our Spotlight on Amherst from the Arabica is brought to you by Mercy Health. They're committed to improving the lives of the Amherst community. To learn more, you can visit online at mercy.com. And we've got with us this morning Eli White, who's the Vice President of Ambulatory Network Development. And what does that mean? The word ambulatory, you think of ambulance or mobile or something? What is...
Yeah, it's a very long title, isn't it? What that means is ambulatory for us obviously is walking, right? So for in healthcare, that designates outpatient services. So for us, that is all our outpatient services that are throughout the entire county. So what we're finding in healthcare is that more and more care is being delivered outside the hospital. So how do we deliver those services and deliver that care? And that's what I'm responsible for overseeing.
We see that the community outreach into the communities are taking those services to the people rather than having a central location. That seems to be where healthcare really is going these days.
Yeah, very, very much so. So, you know, at Mercy Health, you know, one of our philosophies, especially when it comes to your like family physicians, is to have them in the community. Where the people are at, have easy access for people to get the basic health services they need.
Can you explain why that is changing, it seems, in recent years?
There's a lot of reasons around it. You know, a lot of it is financially driven. You know, what we see happening in healthcare is, you know, it's no secret that the cost of healthcare is too high. And one of the ways to curb those costs is to deliver services in a different setting outside the hospital, which is lower cost for patients the community to access. So that's one driving force. You know, the other driving force, and they're interrelated, is, you know, what we find at Mercy is that, you know, the communities we serve want to be able to access us easily and quickly. They don't want to go to emergency rooms often and sit in the waiting rooms and wait for care in that setting, but rather to be able to go to local settings where they can get quick access to physicians they know. We also feel that's important. We want physicians that are embedded within the community, they serve the community, live in the community, and we feel that's a real advantage for our patients we serve.
And with advances in technology, you can do that.
Yes. Yeah. We're even seeing now, you know, new technology, you know, what's going to be coming up soon are things like virtual healthcare. You know, we see a lot of companies out there that actually you can see your doc on your phone. So we see healthcare really evolving. I think over the next 10 years, you're going to see even more change throughout healthcare and for Mercy itself.
It'll be interesting to see how fast that technology goes through the system, because people who are sort of sometimes set in their ways or being able to do this, it's not, they're resistant just because they're not sure how this is going to be, and it's the safety, and you're dealing with lives, so that's kind of the baseline of that too.
Yeah, you know, the adoption's been pretty slow with some of the technology, to your point. You know, a lot of the people we serve tend to also maybe not be the most technologically advanced. We deal with a lot of older populations, but we're even seeing them take on that technology to sometimes a surprising degree. I'll be curious to see the adoption. We haven't seen it really take off. In younger populations, sometimes you'll see that. It'll be curious to see how that plays out.
But you're dealing with a situation where usually people who use healthcare a lot are aging. So the younger people, you're hoping, are healthier. So they're just coming in maybe once a year for a checkup or something. But people that are regular are the ones that you kind of have to bring on board.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, as long as it's out there, maybe there's more people that are going to adopt something like that.
You're right.
I also know, because you come into the communities not only with the buildings and structures being part of it, but also with organizations. Talk about how you kind of partner with organizations in the community.
Yeah, so we feel that's critically important. So, you know, in Amherst in particular, you know, we've partnered with the schools. So we recently named the Amherst Football Stadium and are working with the schools directly. Another example of that is there's been an organization in Amherst, the Children's Developmental Center. What they've done for many decades is they serve children with special needs. They provide therapy services for them, occupational therapy, physical therapy. They do that at a clinic they have, but they also do that in the local schools, including the Amherst schools. We've been working with them over the past about almost a year now, because they've been looking for a partner to transition their services to. You know, like a lot of nonprofit organizations, they've struggled financially, but wanted to continue what really has been an excellent mission. So they've been talking to many of the healthcare systems within Northeast Ohio, including us, and they've recently agreed to transition those services over to Mercy, which we think is really important for us. You know, it's not something we're going to generate money on per se, but what it really does for us is it's core to our mission, and it's really about serving the community and the families in the community. So actually next month, they'll be transitioning their services over to us. Those services will be actually at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center right there off of Oak Point that's owned and ran by the County Metro Parks. And we'll provide services to children there. We'll also provide services in the schools. So, you know, parents and families that are out there that have kids that have speech or occupational therapy needs, including the Amherst schools, we'll provide therapy there. So, you know, we're always looking for those partnerships where we can partner with the community, look for ways that we can be involved in not just their healthcare needs, but other needs that we can support and align with various organizations and community entities.
Well, you mentioned the recreation center with the Metro Parks. That's worked out as a good partnership. You kind of learn a lot from how that's worked as well. You've got that adaptive playground, I believe, there as well, too, that kind of assists with that. And when we were over there before, we see not only there's that whole physical therapy part to it. So
yes,
you're able to bring things to the community that maybe are, as we talk about, maybe more high-tech or something that maybe, you know, specialized, but here it is in sort of a public facility in a sense.
You know, the Metro Parks have been a great partner. The facility there is beautiful. And it really has helped us serve those children. And we're excited because I think, you know, with the patients of the Children's Developmental Center, the kids they've been providing therapy for many years, we'll be able to do that facility as well. And we just think it's a great opportunity to really expand the services they've been providing for many, many years.
Eli, how long have you been with Mercy, and may I ask what it means to you, your time?
I've been there 20 years. You know, Mercy's been a huge part of my life. I mean, I started there when I was young. Right out of school, I started my career there actually as a respiratory therapist, I've had a lot of opportunity there to grow in that organization. You know, Mercy. What I think is so great about the organization is really our commitment to serve everyone. You know, within the county, we have many people that are underprivileged that struggle with the cost of healthcare. But what's core to our mission is we serve everyone regardless of their ability to pay. And that's important for us. It's important to who we are. It's an important sense of community. You know, we are a family there. You know, I know we've got over 2,000 employees, but over 20 years I've gotten to know many, many of them and their families. And it's really our family caring for families in the community. It's a great organization. It's been in the community 100 years plus, and we look forward to continue to serve it for hundreds of years more.
When you're in the medical field industry like that, and you see headlines about the healthcare, the kind of there's sort of a burden that brings every day. What's the morale or attitude related to something like this? It's separate from what you do, but yet it's sort of the public's persona of health in general to the community.
You know, I think what we're seeing, and you know, clearly it's a hot political issue because it is a societal issue of, you know, the expense of healthcare. Obviously it creates some anxiety for us because, you know, we don't know where that's all going to happen. So, you know, what's going to happen? How are we going to get, you know, paid for the services that we get paid for? But we do know this. We do know that you know, healthcare does have to change. And we've been proactive around that, and that's thus one of the reasons, as I said earlier, to focus on the outpatient settings of care, because the cost of healthcare is too high. And we know that we've got to fix that as an industry, as a society, and continue to look for ways that we can deliver care in an inexpensive manner to people. So regardless of what happens, politically, we're going to continue our efforts to really make care more affordable for patients in the communities we serve, because we know that that's something that just
so focus on your mission to care for patients. This other part of it, of the payments, how that insurance stuff outside of your sort of
it's outside of our control and, we stay core to our mission. Right. We feel we'll be just fine.
Right. If people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about today, things that are happening in Amherst with Mercy, where is a good place for them to get details or just good health information, which is always
well.
Important.
Obviously, you can visit our website. You know, we have here in Amherst 12 physicians that are serving the community. We're always accepting new patients. So if you need care services, we'd be happy to service you. If you need acute care services, our hospital, even though it's in Lorain, it's very accessible to the Amherst community. We serve a lot of people there, and if you need a higher level of care, we're happy to have people visit us there as well. And of course, I know we get a wide listening area, and we've got services in Oberlin as well. In Elyria, so we've got many access points throughout the county to provide services for whoever needs it.
Well, many people, you get into the different communities, they'll see you on the corner, the building on a corner or a new facility, or maybe there's a different outpatient place, as we talked about at the beginning, it's about getting them well and making them be at home and keeping them out of the hospital for any length of time. It's always part of the process. Well, Eli, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Eli White, Vice President of Ambulatory Network Development with Mercy joining us this morning, Craig.
Don't you do the credits now and wrap everything up? Well, we'd like to thank Eli and all of our guests who came by these couple of days, right? Of course, our engineer Terry Zevnik over here, and our friends next door at LifeCare, Jerry Perch here over at Arabica, all of his pals, all of his great staff. Back at the station, Tim Grattan and John Loffman. Morning show contributor.
All right. Well, we'll be back in our studio tomorrow, but we appreciate our time spotlighting Amherst as one of our many spotlights. We enjoyed 2 days with the inside outside. A little humid today, so they kept us comfortable with the AC inside, but maybe I'll have to have a nice I was going to have an iced coffee maybe this morning to enjoy from the folks here at the Arabica. News is next here at AM 930 WEOL, and then the Dave Ramsey Show.